so much happening in the world, and we're going to take you all around it.
But first, we have to stop to talk about Tom Brady.
Let me just mention first, there's another breaking story.
Oh,
just when you thought there couldn't be another breaking story, there is another breaking story that the leader, majority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, last year had said in front of a bunch of other Republicans that he thought that Trump was on the payroll of Vladimir Putin. People laughed. He goes, "No, I'm serious." And Paul Ryan asked to swear him to secrecy and everybody else in the room to secrecy. Well, there was a tape of it. That tape has now emerged. So we have that. All right.
That's
but before we do this, let's talk about Tom Brady very quickly. And we have the great, the inimitable Stephen A. Smith with us on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen A.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. ESPN's First Take, 9 a.m. Central, right here on the ESPN. Can I just, let me just tell you something. You are, we play tape of you almost every day on this program.
Mm-hmm,
because you, and I agree with you 90% of the time. 90% of the, I don't care how crazy it is, Stephen A., I agree with you. You are right. All right.
Well, thank you so much. I'm not sure that's required, but I thank you anyway. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Especially everything you ever had to say about Jay Cutler.
Yeah, well, there you got a lot of Chicago fans on your side, for sure.
Well, thank the good Lord that city came to its senses. He should be banned from the city,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right, yeah.
As a subject for another day.
Yeah,
that is.
We got Glennon now, so we're good.
All right, right, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, and Trubisky. All right, let me ask you about, just very quickly, I know you got to run, but Gisele Bündchen today on CBS The Morning Show tells Charlie Rose that Tom Brady had a concussion last year, has had concussions quite a bit, but we don't like to talk about it, and he was never listed by the Patriots or the NFL as having a concussion. Stephen A., what in the hell is that?
Well, sometimes you have these guys that are a bit concussed, but it's not as flagrant as it is in some other situations, and so they're able to disguise it. You've got to take that into account. Obviously, the first, your default position is going to be to look at the New England Patriots and say, how the hell did you let that happen? Because we know what the history is, whether it's Spygate, Deflategate, you know, their penchant for curbing the rules to some degree and towing the line not so much as other teams. You're going to have suspicions in that regard. But in the end, the reality is it's not surprising what she said. It's something that she would know better than most, and it does give you cause to pause because, again, you're talking about one of, if not the preeminent face in all of football, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And anytime his wife is on the air saying publicly that he's had concussions and what have you, and it's never been in the reports and it's never been something that's been indicated, then that's obviously an incredible problem for the NFL and for the New England Patriots in particular, simply because of what extent the NFL has gone to guard and protect itself,
right,
true,
from being accused of any wrongdoing.
Well, and the NFL has lashed out very strongly, issuing a statement saying no one within our circuit of neurotrauma consultants, certified athletic trainer spotters who worked with this team have cited any of the issues surrounding concussion, or we would have acted sooner. But, you know, you got to wonder, is this going to turn into concussion gate because he is such the prominent player and this was out there, that maybe they're still not doing enough about concussions? Is that possible?
No, it's not. I don't think it's going to be concussion gates because, you know, unlike Deflategate, unlike Spygate, concussion issues pertaining to players, more importantly, their penchant for trying to disguise and hide it so they can stay on the playing field, is not. It doesn't discriminate. No matter what team you play for, if there are always players that will do whatever it takes to stay out on the football field, no matter what. I don't care if it's the star player, to an average player, to somebody riding the bench, starving for a spot on the 53-man roster. When it comes to professional sports, and in particular in this case, the National Football League, guys are going to do whatever it takes not to be carted off the field or taken off the field. They will hide, they will disguise, they will protect one another, they will do whatever it takes. It's understood, and the level of culpability, therefore, attached to the New England Patriots would be diminished compared to, you know, to other sports or other issues that have involved the New England Patriots. This is not something that they have to worry about receiving a huge stain, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that a quarterback wanted to stay on the field under any circumstances.
We didn't have that experience.
And, yeah, we did not find that to be the case with Jay Cutler, but that's a separate issue.
Not at all.
Totally separate. Totally separate. The doctor at the center of the movie Concussion has said she's an angel for exposing this, that the truth is important for everyone to hear.
So, well, I guess, and before we let you go, I guess this is the issue. Does the NFL now, because of this, do they have to up their game in terms of making sure these guys pass that protocol?
Because, Without question, because the wife of the biggest star in the National Football League, who happens to be a supermodel and very popular and well-known herself, went on national television and said, this is what my husband's dealing with. I'm quite sure Tom Brady didn't know she was going to say that. I'm quite sure Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots didn't know she was going to say that. But the cat's out of the bag. The NFL definitely will use that as a license to probe and delve far more deeper. And as a result, I definitely think you're going to see them investigate the matter thoroughly. But it's going to be also interesting because think about it. The NFL is run by Commissioner Roger Goodell. And do you really, really think that Roger Goodell can have a conversation with Tom Brady about hiding things, and Tom Brady's not going to take offense to that after all that went on during the Flake Week?
Not without a lot of lawyers present.
You know, and Robert Mueller's busy now. He can't
totally
actually handle this. So it's, I don't know how they're going to fix this problem. But
Madeleine Albright, maybe.
Maybe Madeleine Albright. Yes, maybe. All right, Stephen A., thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. ESPN First Take, 9 a.m. Central, right here on ESPN in Chicago. ESPN.
It's good to hear from Stephen A.
The real Stephen A. Yeah, that's quite a change right there.
Very nice.
All right. Violetta's got the WGN Terrific Trouble Spots, and then the stories of the day. We'll try to bring them to you in order of significance. A special counsel has now been named by the Justice Department to look into the Russian probe.